Looking at all the hiring here in America, recession seems very far away. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Hiring in the month gone by was once again stronger than expected. 253,000 more people drawing paychecks, according to fresh government data. This covers April. The unemployment rate was expected to rise slightly. It fell, in fact. Good news for workers. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, and he joins us now to help us go through this. Morning.
Good morning, David.
Well, I mean, one thing I can tell you is we're not in recession, right?
Certainly doesn't look like it from this report. Almost 250,000 jobs added in the month. Unemployment rate unexpectedly dropping. Average hourly earnings rising 0.5, which is the strongest we've seen in months. And the mix of jobs is better, too. This is an employment report consistent with solid economic growth.
Yeah, and probably with more inflation. So the idea that we're done with interest rate increases, there were some thinking that midweek when the Federal Reserve moved interest rates up a quarter point, we're not done.
No, and some thinking, my goodness, you know, there's a full percentage point of rate cuts priced into the market now by the end of the year. Now, obviously, Fed can't tighten with the market turmoil we're in the middle of. But I think it's probably a good idea to think that as long as the economy is tracking solid growth, the next move is more likely a hike than a cut.
Christopher Lowe, he's the chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Also wanted to say that the unemployment rate back down to 3.4% is also good news for African-American workers. Unemployment for black workers is the lowest on record now, down to 4.7% in April. A group of tech CEOs went to the White House yesterday to talk about the risks posed by new artificial intelligence tools. Chatbots and image generators have taken the world by storm, but also raised alarms. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with leaders from Google and Microsoft and the heads of AI startups OpenAI and Anthropic. President Joe Biden appeared briefly, saying the technology has, quote, enormous potential and enormous danger. ChatGPT has set records, attracting more than 100 million users in a matter of months. But these tools could be abused to spread misinformation and malware. They could also displace workers and magnify harmful biases. The White House described the meeting as a frank and constructive discussion of the need for greater transparency and security in AI. The administration also announced it's investing $140 million in new research centers to study the technology. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
A guy named Charles over in the UK who will get a fancy chair tomorrow, coronation. British opinion polls suggest that despite all the festivities planned, the celebration will be much more muted than his mom's coronation 70 years earlier. The economy is really different. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
70 years ago, millions watched the coronation of Queen Elizabeth on that newfangled device, black and white TV, and they watched as reverentially as this newsreel reporter.
The climax of the ceremony has arrived. When the Archbishop gently sets this splendid emblem on the Queen's head.
Some commentators even hailed the birth of a new Elizabethan era.
And the trumpets sound.
But these were hardly halcyon days, says Jason Lennard of the London School of Economics.
The British economy had mostly recovered from the war, but was also left with some scars.
Bomb sight still pitted the country, public debt a whopping 165% of GDP, and remnants of wartime austerity remained.
At the time of the coronation, for example, there was still some rationing of food.
But things were obviously improving, and that, says independent economist Andrew Hilton, helps explain the enthusiasm the coronation of Elizabeth unleashed, in spite of some continuing shortages.
Meat was still on the ration, but sugar and sweets had just come off the ration. So there was a kind of sugar rush going through the country at the time. And we were looking at the future with a great deal of optimism.
Indeed, when meat was de-rationed the following year, one newsreel reporter was positively salivating.
Steaks and sirloin, silver side and shoulder. Think how much tastier they'll all seem now that they're untainted by the restriction of a ration book. You can buy enough to satisfy the most demanding appetite.
Today, the Brits have immeasurably more consumer choice. They're wealthier and healthier, says John Turner of Queen's University, Belfast.
In 1953, life expectancy in the UK at birth was 69 years. Today, 70 years later, it's 82.
Dangerous, back-breaking jobs have all but disappeared and real income per head has tripled.
So real huge change in the nature of the economy.
But the mood has soured today. It's all about expectations, says Andrew Hilton.
In 1953, things had been bad, but they were getting better.
Whereas today, as the country grapples with double-digit inflation and widespread labour unrest,
we sort of know in our hearts that things are not going to be as good going forward.
As a constitutional monarch, King Charles's ability to affect the economy is minimal. As his mother was, he's a symbolic head of state. But if there is a muted response to his coronation, it may come to symbolise the UK's economic malaise. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.